True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style.
Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio.
You know, Stu, I think I told you I went to Columbia on Saturday and was generously offered a football ticket from our friend Steve Butt, state representative. And we had a lot of time in the car together to talk and share stories. And one of the things we were talking about was the education issue. And, you know, I mentioned we were talking a little entertainment, too. And I said, you know, I don't even know how we got on this topic of World War II and the Greatest Generation. But I told him, you know, I've watched Band of Brothers three times. I rewatched it last year. And I've always expressed this concern, which I think is properly placed, that younger people don't have an appreciation for the freedoms that we have. And many of them don't even really understand how our government works, et cetera. We all took civics classes, social studies, whatever, in school. And, you know, I don't even have a sense, and I'm trying to monitor this with my own daughter, who's 10 years old, of how much, you know, she's learning. I kind of poke around and say, hey, what'd you learn in school today?
Right.
When it comes to those particular issues. Actually, sometimes she surprised me with how much she knows about how the government works. And I try to help her along with my own indoctrination, of course. But it is a concern. And, you know, with the 250th birthday of the country, I'm even more concerned. I'm very happy that we'll have the this administration guiding us through that celebration next year. But Liam Julian, who's the director of public policy at an organization called the Sandra Day O'Connor Institute, named, of course, for the legendary Supreme Court Justice for American Democracy. And they put out a report about why we are stopping teaching civics. Now, my own son is a social studies teacher in the city of Chicago, and I don't like to engage with this topic with him because I worry that we're going to cross over into politics. But we invited Liam to join us this afternoon to talk about some of his concerns. Liam Julian, how are you? Welcome to 97.1 FM Talk in St. Louis.
Hey, I'm doing really well. Thanks for having me.
One of the things I think you find, which is not surprising when you look at this topic of teaching civics in the classroom, is you have a lot of people that just avoid teaching it on purpose because they are trying to limit discussions about politics and social issues in classes. My impression is that it's like the obvious that they want to talk about those things, but they want to do it from an indoctrination standpoint. So what do we find here about how much actual civics is being taught in classrooms across the country?
Well, it's a good question. Civics has generally been on the decline since the 1960s, and there are a lot of different reasons for that. The first one really is that the 1960s was the first time that civics became quite controversial. Before that time, civics had just sort of been a core part of American education. But in the 1960s, it becomes controversial, and then we see schools and start to back away from it. So we've kind of been seeing that decline for several decades.
So you work at this organization, which is named for, you know, Supreme Court Justice Sandra Day O'Connor, as I mentioned. And you said in a piece that I read, she wrote once that civic education must be understood at its root as education for informed participation in government and society. And she said the goal is for students to have the knowledge to understand the political history of our nation, appreciate different perspectives, craft their own informed opinions, gain the skills to persuasively advocate their views in the public sphere. That sounds a lot like maybe something that a guy that was assassinated a week ago might have been interested in when it comes to debate and sharing information. Going back to my previous comment, though, my concern would be even if civics is being taught in many of these public schools, in particular, Liam, the way that they're being taught, the way that government is being you know, explained would concern me as a conservative and someone who sees the indoctrination. So, I, you know, there's a couple of different tiers of questions here. One, I would kind of agree we got to get back to some basic level of civic education because I think we've lost that. But two, can we trust this education system to do that effectively?
Well, that's a good question. And right now what we're hearing from teachers is that they're looking for that guidance. Because to your point, they're hearing different things from the left, different things from the right, and they don't want to be teaching something that is going to get them in trouble at work. I mean, just like you or me. I mean, we want to do what we're supposed to do at the job, but what we're finding is because right now there's not a lot of agreement about what civics education should be. Teachers themselves are just sort of kind of not doing it. I mean, in class, they might be teaching the basics, but those skills that you brought up, Mark, that are so important, civil discourse, learning how to disagree with people, learning to sort of understand other people's ideas, learning what compromise looks like and how the history of our country is sort of built around that. That's not happening because teachers are, quite frankly, frightened. They're a little bit scared and they don't have the guidance or training that they need to get there. So that's a big concern.
So how do you, and this is basically what, was appealing to me to get you on as a guest because you wrote about this, but how do you reverse course on that? Maybe I would even say, is it possible to reverse course on this at this point?
True North convenience stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and sugar-free. First round picks like watermelon, wild berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Your life isn't one size fits all. Every day brings something different. Your style should too. At Maurices, we make it easy to show up feeling comfortable, confident, and completely you. Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look your best. From tried-and-true denim to head-turning looks, we've got styles that fit your life and your budget. Fashion made for real-life moments. Maurices.
Yeah, well, I mean, what we've got to do, number one, is, states at the state level have got to start getting, together to write clear civics standards. We got to figure out what is it that students are not getting in class today. I mean, you can look at our society right now, and obviously, you brought up the assassination of Charlie Kirk, and you can see these things. I mean, we're in a society right now where people don't seem to have the skills to listen to points of view that are not their own. And we've got to get back to teaching students how to do that. So at the state level, it means crafting clear civic standards. This is the content that students need to learn about our country in civics classes, and these are the skills that students need to have and be able to demonstrate. And then at the district and school level, that means clear guidance for teachers, okay? Basically saying, these are the standards, and this is how you're going to teach them. This is how you're going to facilitate those controversial discussions about controversial topics. This is how you are going to not, as you point out very astutely, not indoctrinate, but rather encourage your students to investigate different points of view and come to their own conclusions based on the evidence. And how you're going to teach them to talk to other students who disagree with them. I mean, this is so key. And then when you have a teacher who's doing this in a responsible way, it really does mean supporting that teacher and saying, this is what we expect now because we've got to prepare this next generation. And as you said, Justice O'Connor understood that. This is not something that's just passed along through the gene pool. every generation needs to relearn what it means to be an American citizen.
And this is such an opportunity, don't you think, heading into the 250th, you know, anniversary. I remember the bicentennial very well. I was my daughter's age, so my daughter's basically going to be the same age that I was during the 250th celebration. But, you know, it was kind of staggering when you wrote about this that I found on Real Clear Politics. There was, you know, a number in here that the survey that was done by the U.S. Chamber of Commerce found more than 30% of people that were answering questions did not know that there are three branches of government, much less what those branches are and what they do. So that's a fair number of people. Now, some of us, you might be a little younger than I, some of us learned this from Schoolhouse Rock in the 1970s when we were watching our cartoons on Saturday morning. And that's not really an exaggeration. You know, that stuff was repeating itself, how a bill becomes a law, and you sort of were guided. And it was a very catchy way to learn about some things in civics. I would have a very low level of trust in our education system to appropriately teach this particular topic. And that would be my main concern. But I also feel it's important to get back to some of those basics.
Yeah, no doubt. And I think, you know, you make a good point. And the 250th anniversary, I think, does provide us an opportunity to go back to those founding documents. And this gets to your point about how we can have more trust, you know, in the education system and in our leaders to help us understand civics. By going back to those founding documents, you achieve a number of things. Number one, you just lower the temperature. You know, you take the civics education away from whatever debate is in the news at the moment, and you ground it in those founding documents and in American history. And that does a number of things. It lowers the temperature, as I said, but it also shows students that we have been having these discussions and debates since this country's inception. That it's core to who we are as Americans to disagree with each other over ideas and then to act with a unity of purpose. And so that is a really great way to get to your concern about the indoctrination, is getting back to those primary sources and really sort of grounding instruction there. I think that's a good place to start. Yeah. And the 250th, I mean, what a great time to do that.
Absolutely. Perfect opportunity. Liam Julian, thank you so much for sharing your thoughts this afternoon on this topic. Very important.
Thanks so much.
All right, take care.
Get more at 971talk.com.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide. Rules and restrictions apply.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.ME for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.